Babe, I'm home. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. You don't even understand. My day? You don't even want to know how my day was. Believe me, it was such a disaster. I got assigned today to organize the arcane scrolls in the archive. It's gotta be like the most boring job ever. It's like filing, but everything is at least 3 centuries old and it's so musty. So anyways, after that boring affair, I'm sitting on my break, right? And lo and behold, some kids practicing their magic accidentally summon up an imp. Of course. So this little fucker decides to knock over the bookcase containing all the scrolls. And since I was on break, guess who was assigned to fix everything? So not only did I have to do my job again, but now it was somehow my responsibility to send that imp back to the dimension it came from. Guess how long it took me to catch that little prick? 1 hour. Try 3. Those bastards are crafty and they make one hell of a mess. I had to set all sorts of traps and nobody even tried to help me. I couldn't even get those idiot kids to clean up their own catastrophe. You know, before I wrap up this story, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you. Seriously. If I had to listen to myself rant, I would have told myself to shut the fuck up after 10 seconds. Of course, nobody has the impatience I do. And nobody has my short fuse. Thanks for the reminder. Now be quiet and go back to being a good listener. So anyway, today was hell. It was thankless task after thankless task. But the thing is, the one thing that kept me going was knowing that I'd see you at the end. The way you beam as I come home, both of us tired from work. You listen and always take care of me. Just holding you makes all the bad feelings wash away. So, it's about to be the weekend, and I'm feeling very frisky. Here's my offer. We spend most of, if not all, of the next 48 hours having the best sex that the world has ever seen. Take it or leave it. I know. Usually I'd sensually undress you, but I'm too fucking horny tonight to not magic both of our clothes off. Just deal with it and let me push you against the wall, okay? You taste so good. Oh, pressing my cunt up against your rock hard cock has me dripping, but I just want to keep kissing for a while. Melt with me. By the end of this, we'll just be a puddle of filthy, raging hormones. There's definitely worse fates. Like catching imps and organizing scrolls. So I think I'd rather be with... Oh, where is my phone? Fuck me, my sister's calling. Hold on, babe, I'll just tell her I'm busy. This should only take a second. Hey. No, you didn't tell me that. Yep. Damn, that's crazy. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's whatever you're talking about for you. Uh-huh. Listen, I'm a bit busy at the moment. Call you back? Great. Finally. I'm so sorry, baby. Let me make it up to you. I'll kiss and make out with your beauty of a cock, okay? I fucking love you, baby. Today, I couldn't help myself. I just had a pounce on you. Yeah. You're so patient with me always. How would you like it if I take you fully into my mouth? Your wish is my command. I love licking up and down your cock, swirling my way around the tip. It just makes my mouth water. I love slobbering on your cock, which is my cock. How about if I flick my tongue on it? Ooh, I don't think I've seen you twitch like that in a long time. If you keep moaning like that, I'm gonna be so wet on the floor. My pussy needs you. Oh, so does the back of my throat. Holy shit. Oh, I don't think I've ever taken you that deep before. I'm gonna guess by the way that you're twitching that you're close. I'm gonna switch to my hand now. You know, recently I've only been getting cream pied, or I've been swallowing it. I really miss when you'd paint me with your cum. So how about it? I'll be right there. Oh, come on, baby. Come for me. You're so close. Hold on just a fucking second. I'll be there soon. Cover me in your cum. Come for me. Yes, baby. It feels so good. It feels so good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels so good all over my chest. Holy fuck. Can a woman get some privacy? I said I'll be there in a second. Damn. I can't just bask with some cum on my tits, can I? Be right back, baby. Can't believe I had to put clothes back on.
No, sorry, I'm not interested. Yes, I'm sure. I'll let you know. You too.
Stupid fucking door-to-door salesman. I'm so sorry, baby. Let's go somewhere more romantic. Where did you always want to go again? Oh, right. Just you and me on a deserted island. So secluded, there's nobody to bother us. We can just enjoy each other. Ooh, aren't you fancy? You want me to lay down in the sand? Returning the favor, I see. So much. Oh, keep flicking your tongue like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me fuck your face. Oh, you're so deep in my pussy. Of each other. Babe, what are you doing? Babe? Hello? Oh, fuck. Get away from him, you bitch. I will curse your bloodline for eternity if you touch him. He's mine. Had sirens. You almost got eaten. Let's go somewhere safer. All alone. If a girl rides her boyfriend in the forest and nobody's around, did she really orgasm? Of course. Let me guess. Full moon? Yep. This mountain cabin should do. I don't care if a yeti bursts through the door. You're coming inside me here. I can't wait any longer. Now lay down on that comfy bed. Finally, third time's the charm. Just let me climb on top. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock and my tight little pussy never gets old. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh. I love touching your cock and slurping up the head while I fondle your balls. But, oh, nothing feels as good as this. Oh, how's the view? My tits mounting in your face. I knew you'd love it. Everything I do, the lengths I go to make every moment perfect. It's all because I love you. And I know you love me too. It was a whole new level of fun. Oh, you look spent. Oh, just cuddle with me for a while, okay? Thanks again for always being someone who listens to me. I know I can be a bit much sometimes, but I just need an outlet, you know? Plus, I'm super hot and make you feel pleasure like this, so I say the pros outweigh the cons. Get some rest, okay? I'll be here to hold you before we go for round two. I wasn't kidding when I said I wanted us to fuck every hour. Close your eyes, babe. You deserve it. I love you.